This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, the smell test last week, 4-6-1. 6 games under 500, Denton, for the season. Not good, but we're not even halfway through the NFL season. And I gave you a winner out last night with the Rams plus the 3. The NFL's been an absolute bloodbath the last 2 weeks. I think it's about to turn a little bit. I have several NFL games for Sunday, but I have a lot of college games as well. Let's get to it. Not a lot of discussion about these games. I'm just going to get them out there. Maybe a couple of points here and there. I'll start with UNLV tonight. I like them plus 3.5 at home against Boise. Gentry, the running back for Boise, the 17th ranked team in the country, is outstanding. That line is short. Public likes Boise. I'll take UNLV. Notre Dame's giving a big number against Navy tomorrow. That is a 2-touchdown number right now at 14. That number's been fluctuating all over the place. When I saw the look-ahead line on this game last week, and it was 17, I know it's come down, it's gone back up, it's come down, it's all over the place. I'm just taking the Fighting Irish minus 14 because the public seems to like Navy at any number right now. I know I've gone against Navy too much. Washington's getting 6.5 in Bloomington against Indiana and their backup quarterback. I like the Huskies. I'll buy the half point, take them plus 7. UConn lost last week, and yet the average bettor still thinks they're a lot better than Rice. The number is 6.5. I'll buy the half point and take Rice plus 7. The biggest head scratcher of the weekend is how the hell is UCF favored over 11th ranked and undefeated BYU? UCF is 3-4. I had them last week against Iowa State and they got it done. I'm going to take just on typical general, contrarian handicapping principles here. Nobody's going to have UCF. I will, laying the 2 against BYU. I think Oregon's laying an awfully big number, and so does the typical average John Q public bettor. They're betting Illinois plus the 21.5. I'll buy that half point and lay the 21 with the Ducks. I like Wisconsin Saturday night at Camp Randall against Penn State. 6.5, I'll buy it to 7. I think Drew Aller struggles. I think that building is lit. I like the Badgers plus the 7. It would not shock me if they won the game outright. I had Auburn last week. They should have come home as a winner against Missouri. Denton doesn't love the Missouri quarterback. I do. I think he can play. I'm not saying at a pro level. I think he's a really good college quarterback. He went to the hospital in the middle of that game and then came back in the fourth quarter and led them from 2 touchdowns down to a 21-17 win. That was a push for me, unfortunately. I'm going Auburn one more time, plus the 3 against Kentucky this week. And I'm also going Mountaineers one more time. I'm a glutton for punishment. I'll take them plus 3 at Arizona. And then the late night game is a good one. Saturday night, Cincinnati in Boulder against Colorado. All of a sudden, the public's back on Dion and the Buffaloes. I'll take Cincinnati by the half point, take them plus 7. They have lost 2 games. That's it this year by a total of 4 points. Let's go to Sunday. I've already given you the Rams as an NFL winner. Jacksonville's getting a short number at home against Green Bay. I know they beat New England last week. Still, nobody thinks they're any good, and they're probably not very good, but they somehow lose by a field goal against the Packers. I'll take the Jags plus 4 against Green Bay. The biggest public play on Sunday is Baltimore laying 8.5 against Cleveland with Jameis Winston starting. I'll take a flyer on the Browns plus the 8.5. Houston's laying a rather short-looking number to the Colts, -5. They're a big public play, so I'll go with the Colts +5. I like the Raiders +10 in Vegas against the Chiefs. That would not shock me as an upset Sunday. I don't know how it happens, but the average bettor loves the big favorite. I like Seattle +3 against Buffalo. There is some super sharp money on the Seahawks. And then Monday night, I like the Giants +6 against Pittsburgh. I'm sort of going down with the Giant ship as well. So recapping, UNLV tonight, tomorrow, Notre Dame, Washington, Rice, UCF, Oregon, Wisconsin, Auburn, West Virginia, and Cincinnati. Sunday, the Jags, the Browns, the Colts, the Raiders, and the Seahawks. And then Monday night, the Giants +6. Keep in mind, follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Sheehan DC on X. I do pull games occasionally before the, you know, the afternoon windows open up on Saturday and Sunday. I pulled the Panthers last week from the smell test, thankfully, and I pulled the Titans the week before, and that worked out. Or those weeks would have been even worse than the picks that I gave you. There you go, the smell test for week 8 in the NFL. Amazing that we're here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.